my party, the New Patriotic Party, and I won last year's election because the Ghanaian people were dissatisfied with their living conditions and the direction in which the economy and indeed the country was heading. They believed we in the MPP were different and could put in place the requisite measures to improve their living conditions. My government has begun putting in place the measures that will improve the living conditions of the Ghanaian people. Please excuse me. We've begun to work on the fundamentals of the economy because we believe that an improved macroeconomy is a fundamental requirement for stimulating the investments we need for the significant expansion and growth of the national economy and the generation of wealth and jobs. The interventions initiated by government over the last 10 months have ensured that the fiscal deficit, which stood at 9.5% at the end of 2016, has been reduced to 6.3% this year. Inflation within the same period has declined from 15.4% to 11.6%. Our economy has grown from 3.3% last year, the lowest in 22 years, to 7.9% this year. Interest rates are declining, and we're now witnessing a more stable cedi, our national currency. The monetary policy rate by the Bank of Ghana declined by 450 basis points from 25.5% in January to 21% in September. That has contributed to the downward trend of interest rates, with a sharp decline in the 91-day and 182-day Treasury bill rates. As a result, our macroeconomy is growing stronger.